Coach, the announcement coming this week, you've brought in Isaac Frichte as your offensive coordinator. How did that come to be, and how do you feel Coach Frichte is going to fit into the program?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head that it's about fit. And I got to know Coach Frichte probably 3-4 years ago. I've known about him for a long time and have known his father in recruiting Minnesota for an even longer time than that. And I knew the type of man he was, and just know that his family is important to him as a husband and a dad. And he's obviously was a very talented football player, but has translated that into who he is as a coach, and is very bright and sharp mind football wise, does a great job with leadership. And is a great recruiter. And football is so much about recruiting, and it's about recruiting from the sense of investing and educating kids and families and forming a relationship with them rather than selling. And everybody I talk to that comes into contact with him in recruiting is thoroughly impressed. So between who he is as a man, a football coach, recruiter, and I know he's going to fit in great with our kids and our staff, we could not be more excited.
Yeah, and that sort of the fact that he's been to the NFL, right? The fact that he's played major college football, I'd imagine that'd be an asset for the recruiting part of his job as well.
Oh, for sure. I think ultimately it comes down to your players knowing that you care about them, and it starts there. But anytime you can say that this is what I've done and this is where I did it, that can, especially at the levels that he did it at, and that can only help. And he does it in such a humble way, you know, and he's just him. And I really appreciate that about him.
Brian Bergstrom, the new coach for Winona State football, is in studio with us this morning on In the Know. Coach, let's stay on recruiting there. You talked about sort of where we are geographically, able to dip into Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, obviously. The Twin Cities in particular is where I'm interested in, because, I mean, we've been up, some of our local teams here have gone to the state tournaments. We've seen some of these other athletes. Do you feel like you can kind of carry over what you had at South Dakota State from a recruiting perspective in the cities to now your role at Winona State?
100%. I think recruiting here is going to start at home, and home is Minnesota. And a huge part of Minnesota is the Twin Cities, and we're going to work out. And we love where we are because of the connection with Wisconsin and Iowa, and certainly Illinois has been good to us. We're going to recruit them all, but we're going to play a bigger presence in Minnesota and the Twin Cities. I grew up there. I got a lot of pride in that area, and I've recruited Minnesota really my whole career. So my best connections are in Minnesota. So we will have a plan moving forward that we will scour this state first. And the Twin Cities is obviously a great population density with really good football and a lot of good head football coaches all across Minnesota. But that's certainly where my connections started a long time ago.
So where are you at now in terms of settling into your role as head coach? We've talked about recruiting, obviously bringing in a new offensive coordinator, still what, a couple months away from spring ball. Where are you at sort of in your process of taking over this program?
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind for a couple weeks. And so where we're at, like this morning, we had our first team strength and conditioning workout. Awesome energy. We got great kids, and the energy and the effort and the excitement that they had this morning, I know is going to carry us through this offseason conditioning and into spring football. And in terms of a football perspective, on the recruiting side and the, you know, being a new head coach side, last week we had a lot of staff meetings, which we were able to do some on Zoom the week before. We had two recruiting weekends, a Friday-Saturday visit and a Saturday-Sunday visit, and had some amazing families to town for that. We will continue to do that. The next two weekends, we'll have two visits each because we got some ground to make up. And now with Coach Frichte on board, we'll be ready to hit, you know, these last 2 weeks of recruiting hard. We were able to have our first in-person team meeting last week and getting to know the guys with some one-on-one meetings and being with them in the weight room. And so my priorities right now are to finalize our staff, finalize recruiting, and get to know the individual heartbeats on our football team, our players. Ultimately, the most important thing to me is our players. And it's about people. And so that's kind of where we're at. It's going to be a sprint through signing day, February 2nd. And we're, we, we'll, We'll have more details coming up, but we're going to have a signing day social that evening in town where fans and boosters can stop by and just hear about the incoming signing class, and more details will come about February 2nd with that. But it's a whirlwind, but it's an amazing one.
Yeah, and from the fan perspective, I mean, granted, we're pretty far away from actual football being played still, but what are some things fans are going to notice about a Brian Bergstrom coach football team?
I think you're going to notice one that is tough, that plays and lives with some grit and a lot of grit. And to me, that's just a resiliency, continue fighting, keep going. So you're gonna see guys that have that in them. You're going to see an offense, defense, and a special teams that is that way. And you're going to see coaches coach that way. You're going to see a team of guys that love each other, and they're not afraid to say it. They're not afraid to live it. They're about the experience of the guy next to him more than the experience of themselves. And you're going to see a team that plays together and is selfless in that way. And when you truly love somebody, you care more about them, and you're willing to say that this is the ultimate team sport and I got to do my job. And when you do that, you play together and magical things happen. And when you focus on just winning the day, like we had a workout today, we got to win this workout. And then tomorrow they're going to have class. They got to win that class period. And when you do that one day at a time, when you end up looking at the outcome, some very special things happen. So you're not going to see a team that's going to play different when the scoreboard looks one way versus another way. We're going to be playing the same way. And that's everything we got, high effort for each other. That's tough all the time, whether we're winning, losing, first quarter, fourth quarter, whoever we're playing against.
Brian Bergstrom, the head coach of the Winona State football team, in studio with us this morning on In the Know. Coach, you mentioned some meetings one-on-one with the team, strength and conditioning. Are we at the goal-setting period? And if we are, what are some goals being set for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're at the complete point where we're setting super objective with a number on it goals yet. I'm more in the phase of the last few weeks I've been educating myself and evaluating, meaning I got to learn how things have been done, which so much of this groundwork has been laid, and the amazing tradition that Coach Sawyer has set forth and the staff has worked so hard to maintain, and all the former players that have done that. So there's so much that's working. I got to figure out what's working and what can get a little bit better. And it's about getting a little bit better in a few areas. It's not, I've said this to so many people, this is by no means, so many new head coaches come into a rebuild. This is like the opposite of that. This is a refine. We have to refine some areas and take something that's really, really, really good and go make it great. And then once it's great, take something that's great and go make it elite. And we're not far away. We're not far away because of the hard work that everybody else has done. And it's my job to be me and to lead and to do my best to coach our coaches, coach our team, and be our best every day. That's the one goal we have, is to win today, 1-0.
And you were mentioning it a little bit with the foundation in place. It was very evident at the welcoming ceremony at Island City last week. But what's the reception been like for you stepping into this role?
It's been amazing. I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I've never walked into a community, and that's from Winona community, Southeast Minnesota, university, athletic department, football program, the players that have been so welcoming and gone out of their way to help my family and I. You know, my faith and my family are the two most important things in my life. So my family being taken care of is so comforting. And from people involved with the school help reaching out to people in the school district to the, you know, people helping us find a house. It's just been amazing. And we definitely thank the community. We love you guys, my family and I, from the bottom of our heart.
Coach Brian Bergstrom, the new head football coach at Winona State University. Coach, once again, welcome to town and thanks for stopping in.
You bet.